VOA News, I'm Alexis Strobe. The new details have emerged on an aid deal between Israel and Hamas, AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
A senior Hamas official has said a deal brokered by Qatar and France will include 1,000 boxes of aid for Palestinian civilians. For every box provided to the hostages held by Hamas fighters in Gaza, Musa Abu Marzouk also said on a posting on X that the International Committee of the Red Cross would deliver all the medicines to both the hostages and Palestinian hospitals in Gaza. The agreement also includes the delivery of additional food and humanitarian aid to Gaza. He added that Qatar will provide the medications and not France because of the European country's support for Israel. I'm Karen Shamas.
Iran claims Monday evening attacks on Syria and Iraq were targeted terrorist groups and Israeli intelligence, but Iraqi officials say there were no militant or foreign intelligence bases among the targets, where missile strikes killed four people and wounded at least six others. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Istanbul and Halanakoy in the village of Mala Omar outside Erbil in Iraq's Kurdistan region.
Iran says it also hit Islamic State targets in Syria in retaliation for a bombing in Kerman, Iran, that killed nearly 100 people early this month. Local officials in Syria say an unused medical clinic was hit, according to the Associated Press. In Mala Omar, locals say the conflict in the Middle East appears to be expanding well beyond the fight between Israel and Hamas, and there is rising concern that there will soon be no safe place to hide from the war. U.S. officials in Iraq call the attacks reckless, saying they would undermine Iraq's stability. Heather Murdoch in Istanbul with Halan Akoy in Mala Omar in the Kurdistan region of Iraq, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. The United States, South Korea, and Japan conducted combined naval exercises involving an American aircraft carrier in their latest show of strength against nuclear-armed North Korea. The three allies' senior diplomats were to meet in Seoul to discuss the deepening standoff with Pyongyang. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been on a provocative run of weapons testing and threats. At Pyongyang's rubber-stamp parliament this week, Kim declared that North Korea would abandon its long-standing commitment to a peaceful unification with South Korea, citing what he described as Seoul's hostility. Yemen's Houthis attacked a Maltese-flagged vessel in the Gulf of Aden on Tuesday following a rash of attacks on international shipping in recent days. And as Houthi spokesman said, the group is seeking revenge for U.S. and British attacks on their forces in recent days. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Washington-based Gulf analyst Theodore Karasik tells VOA that U.S. and British attacks on the Houthis are clearly intended to degrade their military capabilities.
These strikes are important and meant to degrade the capacity of the Houthis, who are being backed by Iran. And that evidence is undeniable. They are clearly linked.
Karasik also insists that there is diplomatic wrangling taking place behind the scenes through various negotiating channels between key Gulf states, with lots of what he calls wheeling and dealing. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
Three Washington state police officers who were cleared of all criminal charges last month in the 2020 death of Manuel Ellis will each receive $500,000 to leave the Tacoma Police Department. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Ellis was a 33-year-old black man who was shocked, beaten, and restrained face down on a sidewalk as he pleaded for breath. A jury in December acquitted officers Timothy Rankine, Matthew Collins, and Christopher Burbank of manslaughter or murder charges. Police department on Tuesday announced findings that the officers did not violate the use of force policy that was in effect at the time. The city also released voluntary separation agreements with the officers, showing each will receive $500,000. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is making an election year pitch that the current state of the economy, quote, vindicates Democrats' decision to pass a $1.9 trillion coronavirus pandemic response package back in 2021. In remarks prepared for a delivery at a Wednesday conference of U.S. mayors in Washington, D.C., Yellen defends the size of the American Rescue Plan. Yellen says President Joe Biden's administration, quote, needed to take decisive action to get the economy back on track. The stimulus package is regularly cited by Republicans as the cause for 2 years of price hikes that hurt millions of American households. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.